rising out of the North Sea, a mighty feat of engineering. Triton Knoll offshore wind farms taking shape, the work of an army of newly trained apprentices.
This is going to be my first time offshore, and I'm a bit apprehensive about that. The wind farms being erected outside on the Humber in the North Sea, so it's this ideal location for me to kind of get started.
And in nearby Hull, this is one of the largest manufacturers of turbine blades in the world. Each handcrafted by workers, many of whom have retrained to join the sustainable energy sector. The region, once a major coal exporter, has come full circle, embracing renewable energy.
We employ 1,000 people on this at this location in direct roles. We had more than 28,000 people apply for those roles at the time. It just shows how it captures people's imagination, not about working in blade manufacture, but the whole renewable sector as a whole. We see potential growth as we grow and the blade size grows as well. There'll be further jobs created, not just direct jobs, but also indirect jobs to support this industry.
This is engineering on a gargantuan scale. Since the factory opened only a few years ago, it's produced more than 1,500 of these 80-metre long blades. And very soon, the plant will be making even longer ones, meaning the factory will have to double in size. A single turn of one of these turbines can power a house for 24 hours.
When I was a lad, I used to come down with my dad. All the way down this north wall, there'd probably be 100 steel trawlers, big ships.
But in the rush to decarbonise the economy, some local industries feel sidelined. Darren Kenyon runs the last fishing firm in Grimsby, in what was the biggest fishing port in the world.
It's changed drastically. I can't believe in the last 10 years how it's changed, how they managed to get rid of everybody and, you know, just leave it for the wind farms. Anything the wind farms want, they get. Anything we need, we don't get it. They're just coming in and just doing what they like. And there's obviously people letting them do what they like because there's a lot of money involved in it.
The transition to a greener economy isn't just about providing more jobs. It's about making sure nobody's left behind.
If we achieve net zero, but we end up with a less equal society, then we've still failed because that will not be sustainable and it will not address the climate challenge in the long term. So it does really need to engage with the communities who are affected and get their buy-in so they can actually lead the action rather than being kind of sidelined by it.
Eventually, the oil refinery that sits at the mouth of the Humber River will have to close. Its workers find new jobs. These are, climate scientists hope, the last days of fossil fuels. But the climate challenge isn't just about cutting carbon emissions. It's about securing people's futures. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, on the Humber Estuary.